Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fourth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph and Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. Most of Parak Dalet of Maseches Maaser Sheni is going to be discussing the redemption of Maaser Sheni produce. As we learned previously, if you have Maaser Sheni produce that you don't want to bring to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it onto coins, onto money where you are, and then bring those coins to Yerushalayim and spend the money on food there. Now, generally speaking, when a person redeems his Maaser Sheni produce, he must do so for the market price. Our mission is now going to discuss how to determine that market price if he moved between different places where the market price might be a little bit different. Now, we should also point out, as the Bartanura does in the beginning of this Mishnah, that really, ideally, you shouldn't be going around to different places with your produce. Either you should redeem it in the place in which you are, or you should redeem it in Yerushalayim, where you're actually going to eat it. You shouldn't be going to different places, because as the Bartanura says, then it sort of looks like you're just sort of going around and trying to find the cheapest place to redeem. So ideally you should. But we're going to still discuss a person who did the wrong thing, and he's going from place to place with his Maaser Sheni produce. Says the Mishnah, Hamolich Peros Maaser Sheni Mimkom Hayoker Limkom Hazol. If someone takes Maaser Sheni produce from a place where it's expensive to a place where it's less expensive, where it's a cheaper rate. Oh, mimkom hazol, hazol, limkom hayokar. Or it goes from a place where it is cheap to a place where it is more expensive. It says the Mishnah, podehu kishar mikomo. He should redeem it for the market price in its current location. Wherever he is right now, that's what the price has to be, whether it's high or whether it is low. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Hamevi Peros min ha-goren lo'ir. If a person brings his Maaser Sheni produce from the goren, from the threshing floor, where the grain was processed, to the city where the grain is going to be stored, v'kade yayin min hagas la'ir, or he brings his jugs of Maaser Sheni wine from the wine press, again, where it was processed, to the city, again, where it will be stored. Now, since the food sells for a higher price in the city, because obviously that's where people are buying things, and it's going to be more expensive there than the fields or the wine press, says the Mishnah, Hashevach la'sheni, the additional value that it has in the city is added to the Maaser Sheni. You have to redeem it for that higher price, for that city price, and that's what the redemption is. So if you want to redeem it at its normal, at its cheaper value, then you have to do so where you are. Once you bring it to the city, then you have to redeem it for that higher price there. Vitzios mibeso. And the expense, the amount of money that you have to exert and spend by bringing it to the city has to be paid from the owner's money. He can't deduct that expense from the value of the Maaser Sheni that he actually has. Continuing now with Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Podin Maaser Sheni Kishar Hazol. One may redeem his Maaser Sheni produce at the cheapest rate, right? Kemos Shachan Vani Lokach. That meaning to say, the wholesale price, the amount that the store owners, that the merchants pay to buy goods, Lo Kemos Shemocha. You don't have to buy it from the retail price, from the amount that it's sold for in the marketplace, but you have to simply redeem the Maaser Sheni at the wholesale price that particular crop, that the particular produce has. Similarly, we're going to see the same halacha applies when it comes to transferring the sanctity of Maaser Sheni coins of one denomination onto another type of coin. Like we learned previously, you want to bring fewer coins, so they're more expensive coins, so you're exchanging money of Maaser Sheni to another. Says the Mishnah, Kemos Shahashulchani Porate. A person can exchange his Maaser Sheni coins at the lower rate that the money changer uses when he actually takes change, right? When he takes the number of small coins and he gives one larger one in exchange, he gets a cheaper rate on the currency when he's actually getting it from his supplier. Velo kemos shum etzarif. But you don't have to use the rate that the money changer himself uses when there's a rate that you go you're in Israel and you have the money exchanger, so there you take a little bit of a percentage that they add on to what you're doing. That's how they make their money. But when you're redeeming Maaser Sheni coins, no, you can simply redeem it based on the lower rate, not including the additional fee that sometimes the money changer takes. A few more halachos in this regard, says the Mishnah, Vein Podin Ma'is Hasheni Ach Sara. You can't redeem Ma'is Hasheni by estimating its value. Es shedamav yeduim yipad al piyed echad. Rather, when it comes to a produce, to a crop, to the ma'is sheni food, where its value is known in the market, so then you have to redeem it based on the clear assessment of one witness, of a merchant who knows the market price for this particular crop. If you're trying to redeem wine, then you have to get someone who sells wine to give you the exact precise price and value of that particular wine. However, v'es she'ein damav yiduim, yipad al pishloja. But if it's a crop, if it's an item of ma'is hasheni, where it's unclear exactly what its market value is, then you need three merchants, then you need three experts in the field to tell you exactly what its precise value is before you can redeem it and then bring that money to Yerushalayim. Now, what are some examples of produce where you don't know the exact market value, where you need three people to testify, three people to tell you exactly the value, and not just one? Kigon hayayin shekarim, for example, you have a wine that's that began to sour, upeiro sheherkivu, or fruits that began to rot, umos shehecheliu, or coins that began to corrode. In all of these cases, these are items that are not doing so well, and therefore their value is not so clear, and therefore you need three people to assess its value. You can't just see what the fruits are worth, because you have to sort of assess how much have the fruits rot. You can't simply see the coin, you have to see how much did they corrode. You can't simply look at the wine, you have to see how much they begin to sour. So in those cases, you need experts to determine their value before redeeming them for the purpose of Maaser Sheni. Quick review. We began learning Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, and we discuss the halacha where a person goes from one place to another place, where it's more expensive or less expensive, and we ultimately said that you have to go based on the market value of that particular place where you are right now when it comes to redeeming, when it comes to redeeming crops. The same is true when it comes to fruits or wheat and so on. Even though the place that they were at may have been cheaper, may have been less valuable, and therefore you could redeem it at a better rate. Once you bring them to the city, it's more expensive, and therefore you have to go and redeem them based on that more expensive amount. And then the Mishnah taught us in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, that when it comes to generally redeeming Ma'is Hasheni produce, you could do so at the cheaper rate, at the wholesale rate, not at the retail rate. Same is true when it comes to exchanging coins for Ma'is Hasheni. You have a bunch, you have a lot of smaller coins, and you want to redeem them for a few larger coins. So there too, the redemption rate can be at the rate that the actual money exchanger gets at the wholesale amount, now with the additional fee that the money changer typically charges. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that when redeeming Ma'is Hasheni, you must do so in a clear, precise way, and there can't be any estimations. And then we said that when it comes to exactly assessing the value, the market value of the item that you're looking to redeem for Ma'is Hasheni, so if its value is clear, is known, there's a market price for it, then you just need one merchant to tell you what the price is, because he's an expert in that field, in that area, and he'll be able to dictate to you and tell you what the market value is for Ma'is Hasheni. If, however, it's something that's, let's say, corroding or souring or rotting, and you're not so sure exactly what its market value is, then you need three people to come, three experts in the field who can tell you exactly what the value of that particular item is for the purposes of redeeming Ma'is Hasheni. Have a great day.